This is KCUR. It's been almost a year since three people were gunned down outside the Jewish Community Center and Village Shalom in Overland Park, Kansas. Now the families of William Corcoran, Reet Underwood, and Terry Lamano are asking Kansas Citians to share in 7 days of kindness before the April 13th anniversary. KCUR's Ellie Moxley sat down with Mindy Corcoran, who lost her son and father, to talk about how life has changed for her, her husband, and her other son, Lucas.
My name is Mindy Corcoran, and I'm a mother of two boys. One is in heaven, and one is here on earth with us. I'm married. I'm the CEO of a wealth management firm, and I am definitely walking a new path in life that was given to me on April 13th, 2014.
There's a lot of people in Kansas City who've been following what happened at the Jewish Community Center last year. That just are, you know, they worry about you. They worry about your family. They want to know how you guys are doing. What do you tell them?
I tell people that prayers still help. I get up every day and function, and I know that I get up every day and function because people are still praying for us. How we're doing as a family, in our small unit, in my unit with Len and Lucas, you know, we're learning how to be three instead of four. So we've been on a couple of trips, and those are always interesting and a little difficult. It's difficult to leave the house in the first place. And then when you get somewhere, you get adjusted to Reet not being there. But then when you return, it's almost as if you think he's going to be there again. And so then when you get home, you have to acclimate again to a home that has an empty bedroom. So in our little bit wider circle, with my mom included and my brothers, it's always apparent that two significant people in our family are missing at the birthday table, at family celebrations. The holidays were horrible. I know now why people say the holidays are hard. They were hard. I wanted them over as quickly as possible. I tried to be as in the Christmas spirit as much as I could for Lucas in particular. But I was ready for that to be over.
I know that you've been working with the Jewish Community Center to organize an event. What made you want to be involved with it?
As early as June, people did start asking me, what are you going to do to commemorate the year anniversary? And I was barely breathing at the time. So I was just starting to function. I couldn't even think about the year. But we agreed to meet with the Othmers and a group of people, a group of their friends in July. From the very beginning, my mom said what she heard me say was, we need to do good. Good has to come out of this. And what she saw that as was 7 days of kindness.
You know, when something like this happens, obviously it's not just your family grieving. I think the entire metro grieves what happened last year. Did you ever not want to do maybe a big public remembrance for the anniversary?
Early on, I was getting asked to do some speaking engagements, and I felt a little overwhelmed, and I started asking my mom and my brothers and then my husband their opinion. Is it okay with you if I go speak here? And so we came to an agreement. We could represent ourselves and we could represent our family. If we were ever going to be taking our story in a completely different direction, just to stay, you know, keep everyone informed. So we did have family meetings about what are we going to share and how much are we going to share. And then we also pull each other back into, why are we doing this? It's not so much that I want every single other person to remember Reet and my dad. It's not so much about that, because I remember them and my family remembers them. It's about, as we remember them internally, we're helping other people learn to either go through grief or help someone else through grief. And a few people recommended that we name the event after Terry Lamano and my dad and Reet. And we disagreed. Jim Lamano and I were in the meeting, and we both said, we don't want our family members' names on that all the time, because we're going to remember them. That's not the point. The point is to move onward.
How has your faith changed or grown in the time since you lost your son and father?
What I would say is, I didn't know my faith was as strong as it is. When I saw my dad in the parking lot and I knew that he was not living, I heard the words, your father's in heaven. go find Reed. That's what came to my mind. And I walked around the truck or ran around the truck and I saw Reed. There was a lot of chaos and there was a lot of crazy commotion. They didn't know where the shooter was. They didn't know if any of us were going to get harmed. And so I was taken away from the area. And people might say, oh, well, you were in shock or it was this numbness. And you know what? Maybe it was that numbness, but I'm thankful for it because it helped me make decisions that I needed to make when we got to the hospital. We were at my mom's house and I was told that there were students meeting and that they were having a vigil. It immediately came to me that I needed to be there to tell those students that they're going to be okay, that this was a, you know, act of violence against, you know, against the Jewish faith, and that Reet and Dad got caught in the crossfire. It was a horrible act of violence, but it doesn't mean that all of us shouldn't continue to live our lives. Now, I am living my life with a different purpose. What my faith did specifically on that day was God wrapped me in his arms and said, I'm going to take care of you, and I am here for you. I never doubted that God wasn't there, and it was so... It wasn't like a brilliant light or a booming voice or a burning bush. It just was in me. It was just in my soul, and I felt it, and I felt comforted by it. And when I do go into the dark place, when I do get so sad that Dad can't be here for Lucas's 13th birthday or my mom's, you know, their wedding anniversary, or Reet won't ever graduate from high school. He won't go to prom. I mean, he won't even go to prom. It just makes me sick. It makes me sick to my stomach. But if I stay there, I can't function. And those prayers that people give us, that's what helps pull me out of that darkness. So that's why I'm not there very much.
How has being able to connect with the Lomano family helped your family grieve and kind of, you know, move forward after this tragedy?
It's never good to meet a family for the first time in the DA's office. You just don't even know what to say other than you're sorry, just like they want to say to you that they're sorry. And so we met in the DA's office. It turned around when we were all invited to Washington, D.C., for the Anti-Defamation League. Jim Lomano and his daughter Alyssa and his son Gian and lots of family members on Terry's side and then a very good friend of Jim's came, and it was delightful. And my mom and I and my husband Lynn, Lucas, our son, and then my aunt was with us, my Aunt Barbara, we really bonded with them then. We were in a different environment. We were all there for a very sad reason, but we bonded over that. And then Jim and I text quite a bit. Anytime we know that we're going to be in the press and something might startle the other person, we let each other know. It's a friendship. So from a bad start in a DA's office, we're very close now.
What else do you want people to know, or what else do you want people to kind of keep in mind as we get towards the anniversary of the shootings?
I'm not so Pollyanna that I think we're going to stop all the evil in the world. I know that. I know we're not going to stop all the evil in the world. There's too much. But it doesn't mean that we should be quiet. It doesn't mean that we should stop trying. We have to be louder with the good so we overcome that evil.
Thank you so much, Mindy.
You're welcome. Thank you.